Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there and check out our blog, we'll send it to you, or you can just come and get it. We'll even provide you access to the technology that will allow you to allow us to send you the blog every weekday. We update that every weekday. And lots of other stuff there. All the things that you can do on our site are all there for free to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Bill Brand is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is president of Development Specialists Incorporated. He's one of our top business experts. He's one of our top management experts. He's a pretty good hand at politics, too. He's our good friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here, especially when you're using that famous Southern drawl and we're talking about business.
Business. We're going to talk about some business here.
Business, yeah.
The economy, Bill, is softening, but it's by design, at least by design based on the Fed. The Fed believes that the way to cool inflation, which they, you know, the Fed is always afraid of something. They're either afraid of inflation or they're afraid of deflation. They're always afraid. They live their life in fear. And they're afraid of inflation now, and they believe that the way to cool the economy is to raise interest rates. And what do you think about that?
Well, I don't know that they're always afraid of something.
They're always afraid of things.
I think they try and maintain what people would call a homeostatic economy.
We never use that word around here.
Well, but they're for marriage among homeostatic economists. I happen to think that the economy wasn't as overheated as the Fed suggests. I happen to think that there are some core signs that inflation is coming back. I also believe that we've had this long expansion fueled primarily by consumer spending.
And tax breaks.
And tax breaks and housing. I mean, for everybody was a zillionaire because their house was appreciating.
That's right.
And it was soon and at some point to slow down. And we're taking the beginnings of that turn in the cycle. And I think that people ought to prepare for the fact that the cycle does turn. Now, the good news has been that for the last 20 or so years, the kind of recessions we experienced in the 70s, which were long and lingering, appear not to be the case anymore. They're shorter, they're swifter, they do have some substantial casualties to them, but we get over them quicker. My guess is we are at the incipient point of beginning one of those slowdowns.
You're not going to use the R word, though, are you?
No, what I'm going to tell you is that the dirt cases, as we say in my business, always started, and that is dirt cases being real estate and development. And I'm beginning to hear from people who whose plans for development or whose plans for real estate improvements are affected by the fact that the interest rate borrowings are now closing between 8 and 10%, and those numbers don't make a lot of sense.
That's exactly right, and that's also what's happening to small business because, as you know, prime rate is now 8.25, and we don't borrow money we don't live in the world of prime. We live in a world of prime plus 1, 2, 3, and the dreaded prime plus 4.
Yep.
And so, if you're borrowing money, if you have a great relationship with your bank, and you have a pretty darn good financial statement, a pretty good balance sheet, you're still going to borrow money at 1/prime as a small business.
You are, you and I have discussed this in the past many times. The period of quiet that was just going on when bankers couldn't wait to lend you money is coming slowly to a tightening. But that was the time, and now is still the time, for you to get in front of your banker, and if you have a good story to tell, remind your banker that the story is going well. When it comes time for that interest rate on the next loan, never just sit there and take it. If you've shown good performance over the years, there is a great deal of discretion among bankers, regardless of what they may tell you initially, to give their favored borrowers a break, especially if performance has been in the good realm day in and day out for some years. So go back and fight for it. But the way to do that is to make a friend of your banker and be in his or her face frequently, at least about the good things.
Especially when things are good. That way, when things are not so good, you go back and you make, and now you've already established them as a partner with you. When things are slowing down a little bit, don't hide from them. That's the worst thing you can do. Bill's advice is excellent, folks. Make sure that your banker knows you in the good times and the not so good times. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Bill Brandt. And by the way, folks, Bill helps a lot of companies and banks work out of difficult situations. He knows from what he speaks. 20 Till, we'll be right back with Bill Brandt. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here is Buddy Holly to take us out.
The way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Parade on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I've done this before, folks. I should know what time it is. Anyway, we're glad to have you back, and we're glad to have Bill Brandt as our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is President of Development Specialists Incorporated. Bill, tell us about your company.
Development Specialist, Jim, better known as DSI in the trade, is one of those firms with offices in most major cities. And what we do are a lot of business advisory services, which range from basically performance improvement to also corporate turnaround across a wide range of areas in fiduciary services. Been at this for now almost 35 years, and so we're one of the oldest and one of the largest firms doing it.
And you actually are able to see the canaries, aren't you, in the mine shaft in your business?
Yes.
When things you get a pretty early heads up of which way the economy is going, especially within various industries, don't you?
I do, and our folks are used to seeing the cycles of the industries. We see them all the time. Certain of them replicate themselves time and time again. And if you've been doing this since the mid 70s. There are a host of cycles we've seen, which tells us, by the way, in looking at that we're on the cusp of a slight downturn, and it will depend on how this is managed. And as you and I were discussing during the break, a host of external factors where the world is going crazy that will have a lot to do with how this plays out over the next 18 months to 2 years.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the recessions being easier the last two or three we've had. And I was, my first recession to participate in was the one in 69. And I actually lost a job because of the recession of 69. But that one wasn't as bad as the two that came in the 70s and the two that came in the 80s. But
the oil shock one in the 70s is the one I think that's seared in a lot of people's memories, yep, especially if you're of a certain age.
Absolutely. But our not only the U.S. economy, but the global economy is much more efficient. We've gotten much more efficient with our supply lines. We don't have, warehouses of inventory. We've got our inventory supply lines in much more on a just-in-time basis rather than just-in-case. And don't you think that's a large, and our ability to move information and capital and work around more efficiently, don't you think that's the reason why that our recessions are not as deep and as damaging?
I believe that I'm more of a subscriber to your latter theory, which is that the increased ability to move both capital, information, and products around the globe on a speedy basis have really made these recessions shorter, perhaps sometimes wickedly deep very quickly, but not of great duration. The problem, however, has been if you look at that theory, which I think is correct, it relies on the fact that if there's slack in Europe or slack in the United States, that there are burgeoning markets in China, India, Southeast Asia, and other places which will step in and fill it for the time being.
Now, but we didn't have those 30 years ago.
We didn't. And we do have them now. And there is obviously the Chinese growth, substantial as it is, drives this. The Indian growth, substantial as it is, drives this. But all of this is somewhat subject to external impacts and is also, you know, strongly substantially impacted by consumer confidence. And all of economics, as you know, is confidence. And there are a number of things afoot in the world today which give people great pause as to whether or not we're going into a period because of all these external issues where that confidence will continue to remain at the high level necessary for the growth rates we've seen.
Well, and for small business owners, back to you, back to the original point that we were just talking about as far as efficiencies and all that sort of thing, for small business owners, to me, that tells me as a small business owner that I need to make sure that I identify those processes, those technologies that will allow me to be compatible with that larger economy, that larger marketplace, the global marketplace, so I can not only make sure my business stays viable, but that I can plug in with my customers. My larger customers who they're moving faster, and I've got to be able to move fast with them.
I don't disagree at all. I think while you are spending some time and money looking at compatible technology and staying current with that, never lose sight of your market. Markets are evolving and changing. And one of the nice things about being in small business, and I know when I say this, there'll be a lot of people who look up, you know, roll their eyes, but it's true, is there's a certain nimbleness to small business that big business just doesn't have.
That's right.
When you look at nimbleness, you wonder, you hear nothing for the last 3 or 4 years as you hear the critiques of GM. That apart from all the other issues that beset them, they're just making cars that nobody wants to buy
right now.
And of course, that kind of turnaround, if you will, in the market for them will take a number of years. The good news about small business is if you have your ear to the ground, if you understand your customers, and most small business people do, the reactive ability, especially as things begin to slow down, is there. You can cut your costs. You can perhaps rein in your spending. You can take a more critical eye towards what you're going to carry for inventory. If those things are important to the survival of your business, given the current times right now, this month, it's time to take a long, hard look at that as we look towards the end of this calendar year.
Well, you know, and that's such good advice, Bill. And when I think about having you and I are close to the same age, I'm a fair amount you're older than you, but what I remember in the 70s and really most of the 20th century, you actually could have the luxury of falling in love with your product. But in the 21st century, you can barely afford to like your product because you're going to have to do something else before too long, aren't you?
Well, you know, you can still fall in love with your product, Jim. I think you can't fall in love with your process, though.
Yeah.
The nature of how you get your product to market is changing rapidly, and we'll talk, I suspect, more about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know the music. We've got to take a quick one, folks. Here's Norman Greenbaum to take us out. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Bill Brandt, and I will be right back. There's that little band from Texas. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're visiting with our good friend Bill Brandt. Bill, when's that new book coming out?
Well, the book is a compilation of great Blassingame shows.
The world is waiting with bated breath for your first book, Bill.
I suspect they are. I've written chapters in other tomes.
I'm not joking. I'm serious.
No, you aren't the first to suggest I do this. The problem was I the list of acknowledgments would be so great that I'd never get around to writing the hard.
Well, I had the same problem. You just got to go through a little triage and get rid of some of them. Some feelings will be hurt, but you can use a really small type. But I want you to have a book in my hands within 2 years.
I've been thinking about doing
that. I'll help you.
It'll be a book on politics, which I know means that you'll enjoy reading it.
I'm not going to let you write a book just on politics. You can include politics, but you've got too much to offer business owners. So we need to get that book out, and I'll help you.
Well, and I'm happy. And if nothing else comes of it, at least during those long, cold winters, it provides good burning.
That's exactly
like what those Duraflame logs, which would burn slow and easy.
Or like some of us, it could be the cure for insomnia. okay, let's move over. We've been talking about business. Let's talk. Let's get into some politics here. What's going to happen? What's your prediction for the 2006 midterm elections?
My prediction for the here we go. Now, if I was a betting man, of course, but I'm not, since I learned from you. I would suggest to you that I think that the House, and I'm couching this, Jim. This is today. The world is changing so fast that the next 85 days or so are an eternity. But if the election was today, the House would likely turn Democratic.
By how much?
Not much. 5-6 seats at most.
Yeah.
And I tell people 5-6 seats is not enough to engender great legislation.
The biggest thing that it does is it changes the chairman.
Yes, it changes the floor in the committees.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, I think for accountability purposes, it will be. I think there's a lot of questions the American public. I mean, get ready for some great political theater if that happens. With respect to the Senate,
which read that to mean the impeachment proceedings.
No, I don't see. I think that would be a horrible waste of time and a horrible diversion of the country.
If it happens, I hope that if the Democrats do gain the House, I hope they listen to you.
You know, I think an impeachment issue, Jim, would require a Senate vote, and you're not going to have a change in the Senate. I think I think the prospects of the Senate change are much more dark for the Democrats. I think they might pick up a couple of seats, maybe two net, but I think it's largely status quo. I just think the political theater you're likely to see is an examination of a lot of the issues that occurred with respect to the war on terror in Iraq. I suspect The general Kinseki once said he needed 300,000 troops and got fired the next day. I suspect there may be people who want to invite him back and ask him about that.
Yeah, you're probably right. What about Lieberman? Will he win as an independent in Connecticut?
I may be the wrong person to ask about that. I'm not sure he stays in the race, and people look at me with a real cocked eye when I say that. In politics, you need money to turn out votes.
Yeah,
and I think that Lieberman, while he has a good campaign war chest, will discover that a lot of the money that he would normally see flowing into his coffers as the Democratic nominee won't be there anymore. And at some point, he's got to decide whether, after burning through some of this money up to Labor Day, let's say, whether he can go on. I think Joe's a wonderful guy and been a great senator, but I do believe that elections are what they are.
What happened to Joe say about the Democrat Party?
I think that the Democratic Party, in the words of that movie, is mad as hell. It isn't going to take it anymore. But interestingly enough, I think the Republicans are doing the same thing. There was an election the same day, a primary in Michigan, where a very middle of the road Republican, Joe Schwartz, who I think would be the classic standard Republican, was displaced by a far right winger in a Republican primary, mirroring what happened to Lieberman in Connecticut. I think both parties sense the partisan nature of this coming election, and both are reverting to their bases.
Speaking of partisanship, are we ever going to be saved from it?
No, and that's a good thing.
The level that it is that a good thing?
No, I am one who believes that civility is necessary. I thought it was great that Tip O'Neill and Ron Reagan could knock back a scotch after 5 o'clock and discuss other things.
Those days are gone, though, never to return, probably, right?
Maybe because of the media and the 24-hour news cycle.
24. Now, I agree with you.
There's nothing wrong with partisanship, because I think if I grew up like you did, listening to all these people say, boy, I wish we had a real choice. Well, folks, for the last several years, you've had one, and the good news is on that score for the next several, you're going to have one again.
I agree. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us your website again, please.
It's www.dsi, as the initials, David Sam Indiana, .biz, B-I-Z.
DSI.biz. Thanks, Bill. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time.
Take care.
Quick, I gotta go. No quick break. I'm gone for the day, but I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.